This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. More than halfway into his first term in office, Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed joins us to look back and look ahead. Mr. Mayor, welcome back. Good to have you. Thanks
for
being here.
I'm glad to be here. This is always a good conversation.
Governor Deal has just signed the bills restructuring the Fulton County Commission and requiring a property tax freeze in Fulton County for 2 years. And one credit rating agency downgraded Fulton's bond rating and cited the tax freeze bill as one reason. Will that affect the city at all, and how?
I don't believe that it will impact the city. So the answer is no.
What will it do, though, in terms of, because we're talking about restructuring the county commission as well, which possibly changing the makeup of that commission, will it affect how the city and the county work together?
My answer is no. I mean, I didn't support the legislation, but I don't believe that it will impact the relationship between the county and the city, because that relationship has not been very good anyway.
Yeah. Did you lobby against the bill? I mean, did you talk to the governor about it?
No, I did not.
You said the relationship hasn't been very good anyway. What needs to improve at this point?
First of all, I think that the county has not done its responsibility regarding housing and jailing people who are arrested. And I believe that Fulton County should have taken the steps necessary to house people who are arrested. That's a fundamental function of a county. It's why you have a county jail. And for the entire time I've been mayor, Fulton County, in my opinion, has done an inadequate job of hiring the people that we arrest.
But the city itself, remember, got rid of its jail, and the county was saying—
No, they didn't get rid of a jail. We have our jail. The county would not purchase the city of Atlanta's jail for fair value. So let's be real clear. Constitutional role of a county, they are creatures of the state created by the Constitution of the state of Georgia. And one of their essential functions is to jail inmates. And I think that the Fulton County's failure to deal with their jailing overcrowding problem, you know, is one of the major reasons why the relationship between the county and the city has been so fractured. So while I have built the biggest police force in the history of the city of Atlanta, we will hire 2,000 officers, spent more on public safety than any mayor in the history of this city. When we arrest individuals, they are frequently immediately released or released in a very short order, despite the fact that they have been arrested multiple times, and despite the fact that it would be good for the public if those individuals were held in a fashion that's consistent with their past criminal behavior. So that's just one of the issues between the city and the county. But, you know, I don't want to get on your air and lie to you about the nature of the relationship between the city and the county.
But when the city changed its policy on housing inmates, the county had to scramble. Have they had enough time, in your view, to pick up the slack that happened when the city changed what it was doing?
I think that's not a real argument, with all due respect. Fulton County's had an overcrowding problem that they haven't dealt with. That's why they're still under Judge Shube's consent order, right? And despite all of the things that Judge Shube has said, nothing substantive has happened with the jailing problem at Fulton County. And it is weakening the metro. And with regard to the changes the city of Atlanta made, those changes weren't radical changes. People who live in the city of Atlanta are also citizens of Fulton County, and we pay a significant share of the taxes for Fulton County. We get almost nothing in return.
Will the tax freeze, though, make it harder for the county to do the kinds of things that you're asking them to do?
The county doesn't do anything anyway. So what the freeze is going to prevent them from not doing anything? They didn't do anything when there wasn't a freeze in place. But as I said, I did not agree with the legislation. I support Fulton County's ability to govern itself, and I believe that the people that were elected in Fulton County should lead it. You know, I have faith in the public. I think that people are very smart. and they go out and they cast a ballot and they pick leaders, and elections have consequences. And I am in favor of the voices of voters being respected. And they have voted for the leaders in Fulton County. Fulton County has some people in office who I think are quite capable. And they have some who are not. We all do. You know, so folks could say the same thing about me, the same thing about Atlanta. So I don't believe that the legislature should have inserted itself into treat Fulton County in a way that is disparate and radically different than they do the other 158 counties in the state of Georgia. I think that that is unhealthy.
Do you think that political party and race played a role in this?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to get into the minds of the authors of the legislation. I just will simply say that I didn't agree with the legislation, and I believe that it is inconsistent with local control, with it, which is a fundamental conservative value. And it is, I think, going to be a negative indication of things to come. And so, you know, folks can be delighted when it's someone else's ox being gorged. I think it's different when that trouble comes to your house. And what I've seen from my legislative experience is, you know, there's a saying that conquering armies don't go home, they go conquer something else. And so, you know, to folks that think that these changes at Fulton County are funny or amusing, despite the fact that they were done without the support of the people who are there on the ground, I think that they should be concerned about it as a precedent for how they may be treated. And so for that reason, I respectfully disagree. I don't have a comment regarding the other matters.
On MARTA. The bill to restructure MARTA's board of directors stalled in the state Senate late in the session this year. There's another year to go, so it could come back. You've been known to cross the street a time or two to go back to where you used to serve in the state legislature. Did you have anything to do with the halt to that restructuring bill?
No, I think the Senate made a judgment, and I think that the Senate made a judgment that Keith Parker deserved an opportunity to be the general manager, and they imposed their will. I mean, you recruited a guy who, by all accounts, is one of the best managers in America. He left a job at in the city of San Antonio, where he was very popular, highly successful, delivered significant improvements. And he picks up everything he has. He moves his family to Atlanta. We recruit him here. He then gets here, and a bunch of folks that he's never met, who've never run anything in their lives, right? Mm-hmm. So they've never run anything, never had responsibility for running anything, make a bunch of judgments about how MARTA should be operated. And what that'll do is that causes you to lose talent. So I think that there were some people who decided that Keith Parker deserved an opportunity to succeed prior to the legislature imposing their will.
Did you make those points, though, to Lieutenant Governor Cagle and the other leaders in the state Senate?
I don't discuss political conversations. What I will share is I oppose the bill. I oppose the bill. I thought it was a bad bill. I thought it was ill-conceived. I thought it was rash. I thought it was naive, and I thought it was imprudent.
But with the political and demographic realities of this region, don't we eventually have to say that MARTA will eventually become a regional system run by a regional authority, even though it might not look like the way that it was proposed in the bill that stalled in the Senate?
Yes, and I support that. But I support MARTA being being in a kind of star alliance, if you will. I mean, really doesn't matter what the name of the train is or the bus that connects into the system. What people want is total connectivity. They want to stop somewhere and purchase a ticket with a destination, be able to use that one ticket to end up where they want to go. And I think that that looks like a Star Alliance system. You know, if I'm headed to Cannes or to Paris, I can get on a Delta plane. Delta has partnerships, and I can buy a ticket from Delta. And while I'm in Europe, when I'm going to Amsterdam, it may be on a KLM flight. But the ticket that I purchased was a Delta Airlines ticket. And I think that that's the way that a system that goes throughout the 10-county area is going to end up looking like. That way you don't have the kind of tribalism that impacts progress. So if you like your CCT bus or your Gwinnett bus, you'll still be looking at your Gwinnett bus. But so that's where I think the future is going.
But the T-Splost, as you know, did not pass, and you said once you had worked as hard as you did for it, you're not coming back again. So how can that kind of vision be realized without some sort of regional funding, whether it's through a T-Splost or something else, and what role will you play in that?
Well, that's a good question. There, I think a few things. I think that, first of all, that you almost never have success on the first ballot for a regional referendum. That's a good question. So generally it takes two times. You rarely get it right.
But
on
you
the
said
first
you
one.
Wouldn't come back again on
and
it.
And so
you said that right here.
Yeah. I was probably upset that day. But I think that you'll end up with some type of pairing that allows two or more counties to pair. So you won't have the largest shot that I preferred, which was 10 counties, but you'll end up having a couple counties pair.
So will you be involved in looking for dancing partners?
I imagine I would. I would have my energy back by then. You talked to me after the end of a very long, tough campaign that didn't have a very good outcome. So maybe I was frustrated at that.
Have you spoken to anybody?
Nope. That was a good question, man.
Thank you.
I should have gotten my coffee from Waffle House. Came in here.